All right, guys, buckle in, sit down, keep your hands inside the ride at all times. This is the Deech and Dash podcast, brought to you by the wonderful crew over at the Grapple Talk Network, AC Riley, Jesse Von Ruden, Nikki Duchesne, Nikki Ragnar, I don't know. He knows how to say his last name. I don't really have to care that much. Welcome to a very fun episode, hopefully an enlightening episode of the Deech and Dash podcast. I just said it again. Just plugged my own stuff again. Well, yeah, welcome, guys. It's been a fun past couple of days for myself. I'm more or less checked out. I am transitioning right now in between two different jobs. So I decided to take a week off, actually, in between those jobs. Hit up a nice little vacation, impromptu vacation with the gal. Went down to the Wisconsin Dells, went on a bunch of rides. Pretty much cleared my head. And I feel definitely recharged, refreshed, ready to go. Why not, right? Before we get too far into it, just like to do a quick couple of shout-outs. My friend, a very good friend of mine from back home, Drew Kucher, started his own fitness plan, his own fitness program. It's called the Kucher Method. You should really definitely check it out. It is definitely a fitness plan, a workout plan, a diet plan for definitely average people. There's not a bunch of complex movements, no real gear or anything like that needed. It's just down-to-earth training, down-to-earth dieting, not even dieting really, just more or less meal planning. He'll tell you himself, he's the first one to tell you. He's a humble dude. He just wants the world to be a slightly healthier place. He'll tell you to keep drinking your beer, keep eating your mac and cheese, but at the same time, do a couple squats, right? Do a couple lunges. So if you're interested, hit him up, thekuchermethod.com. If you also search on Facebook, The Kucher Method, send him an email. It's hi, at thekuchermethod. I should probably spell out, say his last name, right? Now everyone's from my town. Kucher, K-U-T-C-H-E-R, method.com. K-U-T-C-H-E-R, method.com. No promo code or anything like that. I just felt like plugging my buddy's stuff. He's an awesome guy, and he can help you for sure. Also, I recently became a sponsored athlete through the Collar and Elbow brand. Their shirt that they sent me to plug and to sponsor and to push is amazing. It's a very soft, comfortable t-shirt. And I want all of you to look good, too, and be comfortable. So, head up the Collar and Elbow website. Collar and Elbow Apparel or collarandelbow.com. Collar X Elbow. Shoot, should have written that down. It's a real hunk of shit podcast. In any event, search it. Use my promo code at checkout. Use my promo code JORDZ, J-O-R-D-Z. That's J-O-R-D-Z at checkout. Get 10% off your order. Definitely hit them up. Their brand just launched with Al Snow and a couple other wrestlers. So hit them up. So, all right. All right. Got the business crap out of the way. This is a fun podcast. This is a fun episode. This one was done with one of my oldest friends and one of my favorite guys I like to wrestle. Context, right? If I just said, hey, one of my favorite guys I like to wrestle and this wasn't a wrestling podcast, it'd kind of sound weird, wouldn't it? But yeah, one of my closest friends in the business, Brock Hall, the real Brock Hall, not to be confused with any fake Brock Halls. This one was done very, just impromptu. It was after a very fun tag match that we had over in Rice Lake. And him and I were feeling good. And, we were sitting at the merch table. And I said, hey, man, do you want to just do a podcast and talk for like 45 minutes? He said, are you serious? I said, why not, right? You're feeling good. I'm feeling good. We're both real sweaty. Let's do this. So we found a nice quiet spot. More or less in a cellar, a dungeon, if you will, at the Rice Lake Elks Lodge. And we recorded this bad boy. So I think you'll definitely see it's a very, very chill podcast, very fun. Brock definitely digs deep. I found out quite a few interesting things about my buddy, who I've known since 2011, that I really didn't know. So with really no further ado, there's not a ton to talk about right now. Just sit back and enjoy the podcast with the real Brock Hall, and we'll be right back.
So, Jesse, apparently we have to make a promo for our podcast, but I'm not exactly sure what we're supposed to say.
Oh, come on, Nick. We just got to talk about Grapple Talk. Where we talk about wrestling, it doesn't matter if it's the national stuff or the local stuff.
That's true. I mean, regardless if it's WWE or our Spotlight in the Squared Circle segment where we highlight local talent, we cover it all.
Oh, we also got to plug the social media.
That's right. Facebook.com/TheGrappleTalk, and you can follow us on Twitter at TheGrappleTalk.
Man, that was a really good promo.
That was. High five.
Hi, yeah.
Hello, wrestling fans. Colt Cabana coming to you live from the 1 Hour Tease Arena in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. The pro wrestling action has been great so far. As you can see, Joey really dominating the ring so far. There's a beautiful belly-to-back suplex. And looks like Joey's shirt has been ripped.
What's up with that? You ripped my shirt.
Let's go check an instant replay, see exactly what happened. There you can see Joey's shirt ripped from the collar, and that's not good when you're trying to wear your pro wrestling t-shirt.
Man, you ripped my shirt. It's my only shirt. Joey.
Hey, looks like Ryan from 1 Hour Tees just threw Joey Ryan a brand new t-shirt.
Thanks, Pro Wrestling Tees.
ProWrestlingTees.com, over 3,000 wrestling t-shirts designed and sold by pro wrestlers. Wrestlers such as Steve Austin, CM Punk, Macho Man, Mick Foley, DDP, Andre the Giant, Jake the Snake, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Scott Hall, Ted DiBiase, Colt Cabana, Joey Ryan, Cliff Compton, and the entire Bullet Club. All stores owned by pro wrestlers. Support pro wrestling today and visit ProWrestlingTees.com.
This is Chris from Spot Monkey Media. Are you a professional wrestler, a promoter, a business owner? Spot Monkey Media is graphic design for the wrestling professional. We offer design services for t-shirts, event posters, 8x10s, logos, and even ring gear. But if you're not in the wrestling business, we work outside the ropes. Go to spotmonkeymedia.com for more information. Spot Monkey Media, create your legacy.
Hey, this is Dave Dynasty from the Dave Dynasty Show. Hey, check out our weekly podcast where you get my take on wrestling headlines. I answer listener questions, and I interview your favorite independent wrestling stars. You can find us at www.davedynasty.com or look up The Dave Dynasty Show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Thanks for your support.
For the latest pro wrestling news, keep it locked to www.gerweck.net, Gerwick.net, pro wrestling since 1997.
Hey guys, this is AC Riley reminding you to check out The Riley Factor only on the Grapple Talk Network. Join me as I talk wrestling, interview wrestlers in my Spotlight and Squared Circle segment, and much, much more. What are you waiting for? Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the Grapple Talk Network today. And as always, support independent wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is RGG from the Regular Guy Gaming Podcast on the Grapple Talk Network. I think it's safe to say if you like wrestling, you also like games. So join me and my co-host Ragbag as we talk about old games, new games, games we love, games we hate, special guests, interviews, and of course, Ragbag's love for Luigi Mansion. That is all on Regular Guy Gaming. Check us out.
Cool.
Yep.
And we're rolling. Just like that. That's how you do it.
These meat sticks are fantastic.
I lure you into a false sense of pleasure and meat sticks. Brock Hall, welcome to the podcast.
Yes,
welcome to the Deech and Dash podcast.
Appreciate it.
Where are we
Generation
right?
Generation X part 2.
Where are we right now, Brock?
Somewhere that fucking Mick Foley and The Undertaker wrestled at SummerSlam.
Okay. That would
there's
be
a lot more whites, though.
The Barclays Center?
Yeah, there you go.
We are in the basement of the Elks Lodge, Elks Club in Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Surprisingly, no Elks.
Yeah, there are. They're upstairs. They're mounted on the walls. Are you serious? Am I the only one that knows that? They're kicking on the other side of the wall.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there you go.
Did they kick out at 2?
So we just wrestled. Deech Generation X, we just wrestled. We're sweaty. We're down in Gatorade, meat sticks, and water.
Next to a bunch of fucking mops, linen bags, and other cleaning utensils.
And I pulled Brock aside, and I said, hey, we're feeling good. Want to record a podcast? And Brock said,
no.
Spoiler alert. So
I said yes.
And here
we're engaged now.
Jesus.
To do a podcast.
Let's talk about that.
Oh.
How long have you been engaged for?
To do what?
To marry your future wife.
Press?
Come on. How long have you been engaged for?
Like a year?
A year? What's her name? I know her name, but the listeners of this shitty podcast don't know. What's her name?
Crystal.
What's she up to right now? Where's she at?
She's with the rarest of jewels at the homestead.
The rarest of jewels? The
rarest of jewels at the homestead.
Where's Boohoo when we need him?
With the up there talking with his boy Stardust.
Jesus. It's a real hunk of shit already.
It's not great.
I want to press stop and start over, but I feel like it's not gonna match what we've already done. So we're just gonna go. So,
no, this is obviously what it is right now.
Yeah, that's right. Brock, you were one of my oldest friends in wrestling.
I was.
You are.
Not friends
I said
anymore?
Are.
You said were.
You're so stupid. You're getting dumber
every day.
You're one of my oldest friends in wrestling.
This is true.
Met you in 2012.
Yep.
At the Watering Hole.
Yes, indeed.
Describe that meeting.
Well, I walked up to hang out with the old Burn Dog, you know, at the required meeting spots, because that's what, as a young boy, I did.
Uh-huh.
The right thing. And there was this other young boy sitting by the popcorn at the table.
Drinking a?
I don't remember.
Probably a beer.
Probably a beer.
Because I was fat, then I drank beer.
Yeah, but you were wearing a stupid duck shirt. And that's the only thing I remembered about meeting young Jordan Beachy.
You know what the duck's name was? And this is a shoot.
Quackers?
Shawnee McQuackers.
Oh my god. I'm over it.
That was my going out shirt back in the day.
Oh, was it?
No, I'm not even kidding. That was my...
I'll be honest, I wouldn't have went out in that shirt.
It was a yellow... Oh yeah, yeah.
I would have called it my staying in shirt.
No, it was a yellow shirt with a big duck on it.
It was.
And I would tell people, yeah, when I first got this shirt, it was an egg. I got chicks in it, man. That's when I had an earring. It was all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right here. I'm not even kidding. I had a pierced ear.
I used to have 3 piercings.
What happened?
I took them out because it was stupid.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, so I met you at the Watering Hole.
Yep.
Instantly hated each other.
Yeah, we did not like each other. I just thought you were just some asshole that also maybe liked wrestling, but I knew not as much as me.
How long at that point had you been training in wrestling? 2012, December 2012.
I started April of 2011. I started, I don't know if I want to be saying those things.
You can be nice, but you can say these things out loud.
But these things people hated me for no reason.
Wait, I'm just going to stop you right there.
Okay.
I asked Corey about his life and his parents and how he never had a dad in his life. I think people can know about how you were trained. Just be nice about it.
So,
kayfabe!
Yeah, I got it. So, as many people would hate me for... I was just a young kid that actually didn't know really anything about indie wrestling. The most I knew about indie wrestling was I seen people like Swoggle and such and Ken Anderson and CM Punk on pen flyers that would be handing out outside of wrestling shows, which would little be known to me would be guys like us nowadays.
Did you watch it on like UPN 32 back in the day?
Yeah, I would watch those. That's where I had went to an indie show, a Mark 1 show back in the day with my buddy Chua.
Where at?
Watering Hole. It was Ken was there as a special guest. I remember seeing Dylan and such over in the corner, but I remember seeing guys like Shane Hills and Rough Rider. And I remember there's, ironically enough as it is, this is like probably one of those weird ironic things that probably is my fault, good karma, is me and my buddy saw this one guy and he had RC Cola pants.
What do you mean by that?
It was the RC Cola logo on his pants.
Okay.
He still works right now. Like, I don't know if it's not Ryan Cross or something. But he had RC Cola pants. Forgive me, sir, for not
knowing. Right. He doesn't listen to this hunk of shit, eh?
Probably not.
The Deejin Dash podcast.
He's still working. He's probably too good for this anyway. But
I think he's on SSW, actually.
Probably. But yeah, he looked like Matt Hardy.
Okay.
And I remember me and my buddy got Matt Hardy chants going. So little did I know that I would be the asshole getting those same chants now. So, I mean, karma, I guess, comes back and gets me.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Couple years go by. My dad actually sees a article in the newspaper. I always wanted to wrestle, but I didn't know how to get there. I had no ways or means into it. So obviously I started college. Went there for 3 months.
College at where?
I went to Golden University.
Okay.
I was doing there for graphic design, web design.
You're into that?
Yeah.
You know how to do that shit?
Yeah, we're writing like HTML coding.
I did not know that. Do you still dabble at all or not?
I could. Like, I know how to do it. I was big in graphic design. I did a lot of graphic design stuff in school.
Were you always, like, drawing, like, HBK and stuff? Or
I did a lot of wrestling things.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't really draw, but I was good at, like, designing certain things. I remember we made, like, video games in school. Like, I made a little, like, Mortal Kombat animation, like, downloading all these, like, files and blocks and putting guys in, like, you can move all their limbs and actually make all the, like, the files and stuff. So that was fun. But so I did stuff like that for school. I was building websites for 3 months. Then my dad found an article for Packerland Pro Wrestling in Appleton.
PPW?
PPW. And I thought, hey, what the hell? It was a 150 for the tryout.
150 for the tryout.
150 huh? for the tryout. And then after that, like, they would talk about other fees after that. So I said, fuck it. I mean, at this point, I had no choice but to give it a shot. Like, I looked at my mom and gave her the old, like, well, either I stay in school and do something I really don't care for and I'm not as happy about, or I give the one thing that I've always loved my entire life a chance, and if it fails, it fails. At least I can say I tried.
Sure.
So I went there, and I'll be honest, I looked like the biggest asshole.
What were you wearing at this trial?
Oh, my God. I was everybody that we've hated seeing come in.
Okay.
So I'm wearing...
You were a little Miz-Ark.
I looked as Miz-Ark as shit. Okay, I'm wearing some fucking random basketball shoes.
Okay.
Knee pads that I bought. I bought knee pads and elbow pads. I was always smart enough to do that.
Yeah, because not everyone thinks to do that.
Nope.
They'll come wearing like a cutoff shorts and like jacked up tennis shoes.
I'll be honest, I wish I was just wearing that. So I was wearing those. I was wearing some sweet gold gym lifting gloves because I thought that's what wrestlers did.
Okay.
Yep. I wore some sweet Brock Lesnar MMA trunks.
Jesus.
And I wore a cutoff HBK shirt tucked into said UFC trunks.
I'll show you.
And had my hair down and looked like a complete asshole.
Okay.
Because I thought I looked really cool. And now, that's what wrestling was.
Now, like, my first time coming to a show at the Rendezvous. We're down in the boiler room. We're at the Rendezvous in Luxembourg. I thought, like, there would be these, like, awesome athletes. Like, guys like 6'2", 250. I thought they were going to be, like, ass kickers. And so I saw Kippy, the one chick, and, like, I think that was it. And Kevin Dakins.
Tori,
yeah, yeah. Were there anyone else at your... Was there any other promising competitors at your tryout, or was it just you?
It was just me. Like, I was the one on tryout. Obviously, like, I went there... I met Cobra, Chris okay. Bassett, for the first time, the leader and the runner of the camp.
Okay.
And obviously when I started there, I met a lot of guys. I met Cliffhanger, the Assassin, Guilty as Charged. So I met guys like Mike Flood and James and Clifford Duda.
These could be X-Men and I would not know.
I guess. But no, they're all cool guys. They're very cool guys. They taught me a lot. I learned a lot there. You know, I started there, and that's all I knew. So I did my first camp. It sucked. I realized I did not know anything about gyms or working out.
Sure.
And I realized that obviously I had to start.
Right.
So obviously I got a membership right after that. But I did it, and it was fun. I enjoyed it a lot, and I came back for it the next week. Yeah. And then eventually we talked about payments and starting like plans. And
sure.
From then, I just started going every Saturday.
Sure.
So I would go, I started there and I did that for about 5 months or so until, well, I don't think so, maybe 4 months until July 4th of 2011 when I rode with Cobra, Benny Rotten, man. Guilty as charged. We rode down to Campbell Sport for NWA Wisconsin.
Was that the 4th of July show?
Yes, it was. And I was going to referee. I had never refereed before, but I was going to referee their match. So they got me in as a referee.
Sure.
So it was reffing Mike Flood, Guilty as charged versus Benny Rotten. I was a referee. So we did that. I met all these guys for the first time. I had no idea what the hell I was doing. Didn't know how to referee. I was just told, hey, do what you see on TV. And I was like, okay, that seems, I guess, easy enough. So I did what I was told the bigger thing. Like, well, obviously, they're like, hey. I was like, well, what if I fuck up? They're like, well, that's on them. They don't kick out. You just count to three.
Yeah, okay. The old, can you count to three, kid?
So, sure. Did that. It was a lot of fun. It was very hot that day. Very, very hot, because Campbell Sports sucks.
Sure.
Very hot all the time. So I did that. Then next thing you know, I was invited back by... Like Bruno, and I met Jason, those guys, to come start refereeing with them. Because that was back when they just had K-Dog, Kevin Dakins. And
off to the races,
off to the races. I did, next show I did was Pulaski for Polka Days. I was only supposed to ref a couple matches. But Kevin Dakin started the show. He botched the first match.
Sure.
They said, "Hey, kid, this guy fucking sucks. You're doing the rest of the show." And from that point on, I started reffing.
Now, I guess, flash forward a few years, I gotta ask, ketchup or mustard?
Mustard, absolutely.
What kind of mustard?
Oh, regular yellow.
That regular yellow?
I'm not a Dijon guy.
That paint shit?
That paint shit, yeah. I'm not a classy fucking Dijon fuck.
Mustard on everything, or what's the sketch?
Hot dogs. Hamburgers.
Just mustard cheese. On a hamburger?
I like mustard, pickles, cheese.
No lettuce, though.
No lettuce, never.
Okay,
never
so...
I like the bacon on there. I like an egg. I like an egg on there, but no mustard if I'm putting an egg.
So we're going to get into the no lettuce thing. So,
there we go.
Driving back from UPW,
yes.
I would be hammered in the back seat because that's when I drank a lot.
And you had taco narcolepsy.
I would get blackout drunk.
Yes.
And we'd go to Taco
Bell. You'd be walking around holding pitchers in the air, yelling things, and that's how we knew you were
drinks.
There.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would run around with pitchers in the air, guzzle them, and I would fall over and throw up in the urinal as I was going.
It made you feel better.
So. I would kick down bathroom doors, too.
You did kick down bathroom doors.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to be Rhino.
I made sure to proclaim that to everybody.
God damn.
You were an asshole.
Yeah, so we go to T-Bell, get our orders in, and I would get some disgusting combo.
Avalon, you would never finish?
Avalon would get most of the menu.
Yep.
And Brock would order this. Brock, walk me through your typical Taco Bell order back in the day.
I would like a taco 12-pack.
Okay.
Hard shell, all no lettuce.
Yeah. And you would eat...
all of them.
All of these tacos.
Within 20 minutes of being on the road.
I would maybe eat...
while driving.
I would maybe eat 2 bites of my quesadilla supreme or crunch wrap. I don't think you've ever gotten
2 bites in. I think it's usually a bite, then you fall
asleep.
And
I would fall asleep, yeah, because I was drinking a lot.
It would always be the same routine. You'd be in the back seat. You'd order a bunch of tacos.
I'd drift off.
You'd take a bite. You would fall asleep. And then you'd wake up apologizing that you made such a mess in my back seat. And then you'd be home.
And you know what? It was always the same bump in the road that woke me up on like 172 when we got back into Green Bay.
Yeah.
Well, I would wake up for a couple bathroom stops.
Corey would always nature stop.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'd always before that, right after that, after nature stop, we always make sure we take photos of you while you're sleeping in the backseat.
And that always went super well. So now my revenge on that is whenever Corey is getting a bunch of food, I always either record it or take pictures of it.
Oh my God, we're being watched. There's people here. Who is that?
Think I should get the door?
I don't think so. They ain't knock.
That's true.
Bunch of nerds.
We're in a boiler room.
Nerds.
But yeah, so, you know, fuck, man. UPW. Good times, huh? Actually. Well, okay, so you were wrestling for a while as Brock Hall. Or no, I'm sorry, Brock Hardy.
Yes.
And then you were high-velocity Brock Burke.
Yes.
But you really found yourself... up at UPW.
I did.
Okay.
As much as people shit on UPW.
But it was kind of cool because, like, it really was...
It gave me a place to fail.
And not be judged for it. Dude, it was a growing place for you, me, Avalon, Gus, Stash, Bobby Patterson, Tyler Jackson.
I even look at it, Colin.
Colin
learned
for
a lot
sure.
up there. Like, he was able to be him. He was able to
Colin's
go up there.
Entire
he was,
thing.
He was able to go up there and just like fail and try different shit out and try new looks. And
yeah.
No matter if people judged him or not, he'd go out there and wear his canes and his Raptors jerseys and just be him, have fun.
And that's what's cool about wrestling is that like in pro football, you don't have, well, I guess other than the preseason games, but like you don't have like those other games to like get yourself ready for your regular season games kind of sort. I mean, you have preseason, it's not the same. But, like, in wrestling, though, you have your main place. So, for you and me, it would be Baba's.
Yeah.
But then you have your UPW, and, like, that's where you make up your shit. That's where you fucking throw it against the wall. Like, my entire gimmick was made up there.
Yeah, and for me, like, I would have never became me if it wasn't for UPW. And it wasn't... Sure. I wouldn't say, like, I looked at it as throwaway shows more than shows that nobody knew who I was. So,
right.
I was able to completely redevelop myself. So it gave me a chance to try new things that if I failed, I can go 2 hours away and go, hey, I'm never doing that again.
All right.
Or if things really worked out well, I go, hey, I'm going to take these and use these elsewhere. Like,
would you say, so like, I will always remember two Brock Hall UPW things, at the Delft at least. The first one was when you came out as Brock Hall and cut that fucking awesome promo.
I had fun.
And the entire...
The fucking jean vest... So, jean jacket, toothpick, walking from the bar.
So for those who didn't know exactly what the Delft nightclub in Escanaba looked like, it was a nightclub. It was a pretty cool setup. Upstairs were where the boys changed, and it was like a attic, more or less.
Yeah.
And there was a big window, because it was an old movie theater, maybe, or something?
It was an old movie theater.
And we would all watch all the matches and just listen to like that. When Brock Hall came out and grabbed the mic and said, "Hey, yo." All of us, fucking Dysfunction, Joseph Schwartz, everyone popped so damn hard.
It was unbelievable. I just walked right from the, because I sat at the bar until my time to grab the mic and debut.
It was awesome.
And announce the soon-to-be debut of the big guy.
So you had that, and then you had the, what was it, scaffold match?
Scaffold match.
With you and Devin.
Me and Devin against Inkjet Express.
Yeah. And that was another one. So, like, okay, so, you know, you can say what you want about Mark Preview or whatever, but, like, at the end of the day, that match was, like, your coming out party.
Yeah, we did a lot of things.
You can point to that match as the match that, like...
I would say that because we did a lot of cool things, but I think, to be honest, like, coming out party was just me working with Inkjet Express.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I didn't know anything about really spots.
Yep.
All I knew was Shane Hill's camp stuff.
Well, yeah, because we're Memphis like, trained wrestlers.
Yeah, that's all we knew. So, like, when I got to them, like, I didn't even know who the Young Bucks really were.
Right.
Until,
same.
Like, Corey and Mark. Like, I had seen them, obviously, on TV and stuff. Like, I never looked at it like, oh, crap, I know who these guys are. So, I went to them, like, I learned spots. I learned that, obviously, wrestling can be more than just basic moves. Like, you can throw a lot of fancy things in there, and obviously there's things that no selling comes to a part where you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. It's too much. But I was able to also learn like how to put together matches, like putting them together, but being able to remember. Like, my memory is far better now because of those things, and if I never did those things, I don't know what I would do now.
Would you say, I always think about this, so Shane trained us, right? I always think of it as, like, he put us through high school,
yep.
But, like, Corey, like finished us.
I agree.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. I hate to, like, be, like, the guy that looks like you just kissed my ass, because I'm right now, but I love Corey.
No, but, like, he, friends, like, took us on the road.
If it wasn't him, like, he has such a different mindset of wrestling than we did.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when we all got together, like, we both put together different mindsets with each other, and I think we eventually all molded each other because of it.
And now it's gotten to the point where, like, instead of us just going up to him for advice, like, we're all going for each other, you know? And people, like, say, oh, the GB3, but, like, it really is, like, it's
we're
a unit, because, like...
We're three friends, and we like wrestling. And
yeah, yeah.
Can't stand when people bullshit it and take it, ruin it.
And, like, we're all passionate about, like, to our different levels. Like, you are an encyclopedia of wrestling nerdism. I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
WrestleMania opener. Let's do WrestleMania 12. What was the opener?
There was the dark match opener. It was like the Body Donnas and the Godwins.
You don't have to answer anymore. The actual opener
was the 6-man tag with The Rock, with not The Rock, Ahmed Johnson, Jake the Snake Roberts. It was the whole like 6-man of the winning team with Yoko's team won. He got 5 minutes in the ring with Jim Cornette.
See, that's it. That's what I'm saying. The fact that you knew that. I don't have to look it up. I can't look it up. There's no internet in Rice Lake.
That's true.
But, yeah, man. Fucking... say you're on death row.
Okay.
And you're in a state that allows a last meal, because not every single state allows a last meal anymore. Yeah. What is your last meal on Earth?
Fettuccine chicken Alfredo. Hands down.
Interesting.
That's my all-time favorite meal. That's the key to my heart.
Fettuccine Alfredo. What are you having to drink with that meal?
If I got one last drink, I'd purposely Captain and Coke. Captain and Root Beer.
Root Beer.
That'd be how I'd like to go out.
Okay, and dessert?
Carrot cake.
Carrot? What the shit?
Doesn't make sense. Hate vegetables.
You like carrot cake?
I love carrot cake. It's my favorite dessert. Carrot cake or cheesecake?
Everyone says cheesecake.
But I love carrot cake's my favorite. If I had to pick one, I'd pick
it. Does like Crystal get that for you for your birthday, or... Or do you buy one? Do you buy carrot cakes for yourself?
I've never bought them for myself.
Like,
I'm not a carrot cake. Like, if we go to a restaurant, maybe sometimes, but like very rarely. Like, I'm not a dessert guy. Like, I love dessert.
Yeah.
But I would say 90% of the time, 95% of the time, I don't eat dessert.
That's how you get the abs.
It's a very special. Yeah, that's it. it's a very special treat. So like, if it's maybe like a birthday or a party, maybe I'll have like a piece of cake or something that people have stuff. But
sure.
I'm not a big dessert guy.
What would you say has been like your biggest personal struggle with wrestling?
The people.
Like the dicks?
I would say the dicks. I would say I would say all the people that did, and even still to this day, like I love wrestling because I met, I think Brandon Clark would say in the greatest quote ever, the yep. best thing about wrestling is the people that I've met, and the worst part of wrestling is the people that I've met.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true.
There's just too many pieces of shit out there, but there are a lot of great guys. You know, there's hidden gems out there of people. You're like, oh, I really love these people. And I don't want to be one to like to point out and shit on people because I'm sure. not the kind of guy. I've always been the kind of guy that I did it my entire life because I've been bullied since kindergarten all through high school. I was always the guy that was bullied and beat up by kids and, you know, talked about and picked on. So, like, for now, like, so when I got to wrestling, it was like high school all over again. First sure. couple years were fucking awful. Like, I'll be honest, like, I love wrestling to death, but I've never been so close to quitting wrestling and being happy with it than I ever was.
It's a weird bounce.
Like, I've never, I wanted to quit and never do it again.
That's how I felt last year.
People made me hate wrestling so much.
Right.
And I think the biggest thing that hurt me was, like, not even, like, yeah, like, oh, shit, like, everybody needs to be really nice to me. Like, no, I get, like, it's a tough life and a tough business that everybody needs to fucking, like, everybody has sure. to earn their opportunities. But I think the biggest thing that pissed me off as a person was that I was never given a chance as a person. Like, I walked in, I've always felt like the guy that, like, I've always kept my mouth shut, I've always shook hands, I've always tearing on sure. rings, I've always done everything that I was asked to do and never did anything wrong. Like, I always kept my mouth shut and just fucking steered the course. I've always been one not to take shortcuts. Like, I never cared about politics, I never cared about any of that bullshit. I was always like, hey, man, if I stick my nose to the grind and really work hard, like, eventually things will pay off. Like, it may be the long road, but I'd much rather do it that way, and I don't mean to be those guys that try to like put myself over because I'm fucking not. Like, I'm always the first person to critique myself, but there was too many guys out there that, you know, I'd shake their hand and like they would just shit on me right away. And like,
I was one of them.
I know you were, but there were like guys out there that would just shit on me right away, and like they looked at me like I was this fuck, and like I get like if there are guys out there that have rubbed me the wrong way when I first met them, and I could feel sure. like, oh man, like that guy's kind of an asshole, but. I'll be honest, if I look back at like me when I first started, like I didn't do anything to make people hate me. Sure. And then everybody just hated me.
Well,
and it snowballed into people hating me for years and years and years that finally like when people finally like certain people say like, hey man, like I've always heard bad things about you, but you're not that bad of a guy. I'm like, yeah, because I never did anything to be a bad guy. Like right. I've always just been very steer the course, and like people make up bullshit rumors about me because I had a stupid fucking gimmick. I'm sorry, I'm not the first shitty guy to start wrestling, because obviously when I first started, I'm not very good. I'm not a fucking prodigy. Right. Like, it's a hard work and nobody's very good when they first start. But I'm not the first guy to have a very shitty gimmick.
Right.
So, like, people can shit on me all they want and say, hey, Brock Hardy this, but there's been a lot of awful gimmicks out there and everybody's had them. So, I mean, it's wrestling.
So that's why you hated Jordy Lee. Everyone's best friend.
I hated Jordy Lee. Jordy Lee was my best friend, but I hated him because the fact is Jordy was everything I wasn't, and it wasn't because the fact that like he was any better than me in the ring.
I was worse.
You were way worse than me in the ring. You didn't work You didn't work as hard as me. And the thing that made me always mad was the only reason that people liked you more because you had stupid jokes that made people laugh. That was it. The difference between me and you is you had dumb jokes that people laughed, and I was just the quiet guy in the corner that sat in the sand because I wasn't allowed to sit in a chair.
Well, I think a chunk of it, too, was, like, you started wrestling when you were, like, young, 20.
Yeah, I was 20,
I started wrestling, dude, when I was 24. I had been out of my parents' house for 3.5 years at that point. I'd been through a few jobs. I guess, like, it's just a difference. Like, I knew enough to be respectful and be quiet, but I also wasn't going to, like, take any shit to a degree.
Which was smart. You know, smart
like,
on you.
You know, but, I don't know. Like, I honestly, and to this day, like, I will always say, you are much better at wrestling than I will ever, ever, ever be. No, for sure, for sure.
Things we're good at.
Well, I mean, I'm a piece of shit, and I'm a bad Bob sometimes, but, you know.
Yeah, but you're very good, and you work very hard, and you've come a long way.
Shut up. Don't say that. You look
good. 205 Live, baby.
But, yeah, we were both trained by Shane Hills at the Dojo of Pain.
Yeah, so we all became men. Boys became men.
What are some of the better Dojo of Pain memories? I can think of a few right off the bat.
They all involved basketball because that's all we did, right?
Jesus!
we played basketball. We played basketball and hung out at the bar.
One of my favorite memories was the arm drag day.
Oh my god.
Where we could not get down. It was you, me, and Kippy.
Kippy could not get three arm drags done in a fucking row.
Well, it was a combination of he couldn't do one. I couldn't take it.
I was over.
And
the
you
place.
Were like seesawing.
I was
you
seesawing
would,
because
you would take it.
I was
yeah.
Because I was at that time I was still training at Cobras, so I was learning two different ways
exactly,
to take arm drags.
Yeah.
So I was being told one way at one camp, told another way at another camp, and I didn't know in between. And at that point, too, I still had my sweet rabbit steps that would do over every move.
So what was the deal? Like, we each had to give three good arm drags, we each had to take
good arm. And we had to do them all in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
So we literally had to do 18 arm drags perfectly to be done.
It was maybe, what, 2 hours of arm drags?
Yeah.
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 And it was so.
I'll be honest. I don't do arm drags in matches because of that.
Well, you're also a bad guy. Bad guys don't do arm drags.
But even if I was,
I throw a pretty good arm.
I've gotten better at throwing those steamboats next to Shane.
Steamboats are easy, man.
They're a lot of fun. I can throw them. I like throwing them.
I also remember.
They also reminded me of bad days of Shane.
The Kip Up Camp.
That was the worst day.
Again, you, me, and Kippy, I believe.
Yeah.
And.
Because Kippy was there since he was in high school for 8 years.
Shane loved throwing out these challenges. He loved fucking with our heads. He said, like, I think I made the joke, like, I couldn't do a kip up ever. I'm sure I ruined it for us because I was always talking shit. And Shane was like, try it. And he said, once you get up, you're done. None of us caught that. We did kip ups for, like, what, a half hour?
It was at least.
Trying.
At least a half hour.
My back started spasming and swelling. And then
Shane
said, hey, you guys in here. I said, once you get up, you're done.
And there was a whole lot. I know, Shane. I'm fucking trying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, yeah. Just like flopping around the mat. I stood up.
We looked like dead fish. Just dead fish just twerking, like flipping out.
I stood up and I said, I hate you, Shane. Got up. But.
I think my biggest day I hated Shane. I love Shane to death. But my biggest camp
day. Oh, don't worry. He doesn't listen to this on
the shit. Yeah. He doesn't. He just learned the internet. He's actually very internet savvy now. It's weird. I don't like it. I liked it better when Shane didn't know what the internet was.
Right.
but there was the day that we were doing the obstacle course outside.
Yep.
And
tire flipping.
We were taking the weights and farmer carrying a back and forth to the fence. And then we were just doing laps around and around and around. And I remember when he told me, like, it was like we got in the last time. He's like, all right, man, last lap. And I was just like, oh, thank God. We've been doing this for like 45 minutes. And I fucking ran around. I got right next to Shane. And I literally threw myself and did a giant, like, suicide dive into the grass. And Shane looks at me and goes, one more. And I just looked at him and go, fuck you, Shane.
Yeah.
And then got up and ran one more. I was so mad.
He always had that one more thing. He's like, okay, one more thing, and then we're done. One more thing.
If Shane ever tries to talk to you and says, hey, man, I just have one more thing to tell you, you're going to be there for an hour.
And it was like lifting the tire. But you know what, though, dude? Like,
I loved every minute of it.
When you see some of these,
looking back at it. I hated it then, but I love it
now. Not to be a dick, but you see some of these scrubs that kind of come through. And I'm not, like, naming any names.
I know.
But I'm really honestly glad that, like, we earned it. We earned the camp and, like, we earned our, like, degrees or whatever you want to call it. You know, we were brought up the right way. Like, yeah, some days were hell. Like, running laps outside in fucking 100-degree weather.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, like, no one can take that away from us.
Or picking up and holding up freezing cold weights that were just like ice and you were burning your hands because they were frostbiting your
doing
hands.
Doing burpees. Like, if I had to pick one thing I hated the most, it was definitely the
burpees
and the 45s.
Burpees
were the fucking
worst.
45 because my back would always spasm every single time.
Well, there's that, then it just like, especially in the, like, the cold was the worst because those things just got so freezing cold in there. And then those things never warmed up. So like you were picking them up, and especially when you had to hold them like for squats and stuff like that. Like your hands were burning. Like not even because like you couldn't lift them anymore. It's because they just hurt because it was so cold. Like
It was always great though when Shane would turn on the generator for the barn.
Oh,
it
felt so good.
Yeah, it was like light. And she'd be like, fire the hole!
Or like, I was like, if something was in the way, and was like, oh, that's gonna go on fire.
That's on fire. Oh, that's on fire.
Or when we were going and then it would run out of gas, so then and if we're like in the middle of a spot and like everything else, like everybody's like far away from it, that thing's going off in the corner, like it's gonna blow up the barn, and somebody has to dive at it to turn it off. Like, and then it's like you're just like undoing, like you're like literally disarming a bomb as you're ripping the outlet of it.
I think you and me though, like we would always start off with sweatpants and hoodies and shit, but then you and me would just like go to shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
like
we took everything
once
off.
Once you start moving around, it just got in the way. Brandon always did his rolls with his hoodie on, but like
I couldn't do that.
No,
I always tried starting that stuff, but it was like, for one, like the hoodie would always flip up and you rolled.
Yeah,
so that was worse. And then two, it just got so hot, like I couldn't do it because I couldn't even like.
It just
like,
got in the way.
Yeah, I felt like I was like as unathletic as I am. I felt even more unathletic in wearing like sweatpants and like sweatshirts. Like, I felt like I couldn't run as fast. Yeah. Like I couldn't move. But, like it held me down. That I jumped higher without him, but
you still. And I had a routine though. Down we'd especially when we did camp at 9.
No.
Fucking swing by, quick trip in Bellevue.
Yep. No.
Get some sort of hamburger sandwiches or dogs.
Yeah, dogs. Usually get some breakfast sandwiches.
Red Bull.
Yep.
Drive the half hour. Shane, you're always like first one's there by about 25 minutes. Yep.
We had to tear the tarp out. We had to open it up. Yep. We had to get the lights turned on. Yep. Yeah. We had to get the heater going.
Well-oiled machine. We do our camp for 3.5 hours.
And sometimes go like longer. I remember those camps that we started at 9, and there was one camp. Remember we didn't leave till 4. Like that was a long day.
But when we had it down though to go to 9 and like be done at like 12:30.
Especially like during football season.
Yep.
Like,
hit up the gas station.
We would always at least be good before like to get out before the Packer game. That was always a big thing too.
Hit up the gas station, get that Powerade. Nothing ever tasted better than damn Powerade.
See the old man.
Yep.
The gas station guy, beat up
the old guy. You're like, yeah, fucked just his face. Yeah. Like, what?
Every time, the same routine of our favorite gas station keep asking us about the old man in the racetrack.
Yeah, yeah. as we kind of wind down here, because we do got to change at a certain point.
I suppose.
Favorite match off the top of your head?
Of my own?
Yeah.
I think
other than tonight?
Yeah, obviously the other. I honestly say, like, I think as of recent, if I looked at, like, who I am now as my character, I think, like, one of my favorites is still, like, I think for simplified purposes, not to name drop, but I love the match with Hardcore Holly.
Okay.
At the ACW anniversary. That was one of my favorites.
Sure.
When it comes to, like, just, like, matches, I really love the match I had with Avalon at Baba's.
That was awesome.
When I won the belt.
Last May. That was a really good match.
I think my favorite part about that match was just how it started. Especially like the camera, like the recording of it was just so great. Like I came off my entrance and I just loved the fact that during my entrance, like all you hear is, hey asshole, and then I turn around and take a super hit to the face.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was probably one of my favorite ways to start a match.
That match was awesome to watch.
That was great besides the belt keep, effing the finish, but...
That match was great because
I
got to see like two of my best friends like just beat the shit and in the recording like you hear me geeking out.
I watched that video just for you reaction to
and
the
like
background.
I know how it's gonna end, but like I'm watching, I'm like, oh,
it's
my
still
God.
Funny. Like, it's so funny like seeing in the background, like I'll just see you like just throw your hands up over
yeah.
You have those great like WrestleMania fan reactions like when Taker got
good,
beat.
Man.
Like you're just throwing up and it's great. What would be your favorite match, brother?
Of yours?
No, not mine. Yours.
My favorite match I've ever had?
Yes.
We
can do like as of late or all around or what comes to memory.
So the one match that I always think of that when people ask me what my favorite one, it's a weird one. It's the Ironwood match I had with Gust.
Okay, the one that Bushwhacker Luke and Goon hated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it was the opener.
You should have did some arm drags and hip tosses and got the fuck out of it.
It was a weird, weird match, weird setup, and that was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah,
I know it's weird to say.
That was a good trip. That was a good day.
Match I had with Colin at Baba's a couple months ago was good because there's a lot of drama there, and the crowd was like split 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just like wrestling, despite the contrary. I like wrestling.
You do like wrestling.
I'm probably more passionate about it than a lot, but I put on an act. I'm a bro.
I mean, you don't try to brag about it.
Yeah. What's your internet stuff, Brock? How can we find you?
You can find me on Brock Hall on Facebook.
Okay.
You can find me on the Twitter at Real Brock Hall.
Do you ever tweet your own stuff? Because I feel like you just retweet my stuff.
I tweet my own stuff.
Any original thoughts going on in that head of yours?
I do have some original thoughts. I usually post posters because I'm one of those guys that does those things.
Okay.
And then I also have the Instagram.
Okay.
At GB3_4_life.
Are you ever going to change that?
Probably not.
You know you can change it, right?
I know you can.
Okay.
I don't want to, though.
It's cute.
I do.
I like it. I appreciate it.
I do enjoy seeing the old, I like the random, like, you just see, like, oh, George. You see, like, screaming and kicking and just random, like,
Corey. That's his name. Corey. Corey. I just popped it. Corey. That's his name on the internet.
I do like seeing a random, like, before and after photos, though. Those are always good.
Those are always good shit, man.
I liked when we did those 3 years of Stadium Mania.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Thanks, man.
I like the Instagram. A lot more than I used to.
For the babes?
Oh, yeah. It's all for the babes,
for the
bro.
Babes?
For the babes, bro. Huh?
Well, should we change, Brock, and try to watch some more wrestling?
I guess.
Yeah. Brock, it's been a pleasure, as always.
Has it?
Tell Pumbaa I said hi.
I don't know what that means.
Peace, man.
Yo.
Tune into the Indie Power Rankings reveal every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, Filling the Void Radio Network. You can also subscribe to Filling the Void Radio Network on iTunes. Give a follow to the Indie Power Rankings on Twitter at Indie Power Ranking, no GS. Instagram at Indie Power Rankings. On Facebook, facebook.com/IndiePowerRankings. You can also go to the website where you can see the top 10 for the week, the tag team top 5, anything else independent wrestling related, indiepowerrankingsipr.wordpress.com.
Well, yeah, there you have it. There it is. Fun episode with Brock Hall. Hope you learned something. Hope you enjoyed kind of delving into his mindset a little bit. Enjoyed the stories. With that, we got to get ourselves into my upcoming schedule this Saturday. At the Watering Hole, Hey, Riley, make sure to hit the cough edit. Watering Hole in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Freedom Cup, the WPW, Wisconsin Professional Wrestling's Freedom Cup. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Ken Anderson, I mean, honestly, what else do you really need? Ken Anderson on the show going against Adam Grace, and I am defending my WPW Heavyweight Championship against Joey Jet Avalon. Should be an awesome show. 9:15. NFW presents Everything for Norway, Norway, Michigan. Bell time for that would be 7 o'clock. It's at the American Legion. Check that one out. It should be a fun one. Let's see here. 9:16, we have WPW again presents Reload at Baba Louie's. Baba Louie's is one of my favorite places to wrestle. The energy is awesome. I'm sure the St. Norbert's crowd will be around, so that'll be a good time. Bell time, 7 o'clock. 9:23. I'm on Great Lakes Championship Wrestling presents Hornswoggled, my buddy Hornswoggle. It's at the Circle B Recreation in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Check that bad boy out. I've never been down there before, so I'm sure it'll be a good time with my buddies, with Sadis, with Joey, Ben McCoy, a bunch of other cool cats. Definitely, definitely check that one out. And then rounding out the month, ACW 20 at the Oshkosh Masonic Center. Bell time, 7:30, 7, I don't know. I should have written that down. I'm an awful podcaster guy. I'm just not very good, clearly. With that, again, hopefully you guys enjoyed the episode. I hope you have a tremendous week, tremendous weekend. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy a Labor Day weekend. It's always sad when it comes to an end, but, I mean, that's time, right? As time goes on. I don't know that song, but I just wrote it. So, peace, guys. I'll talk to you later. Oh, I should probably say my social media stuff, huh? God, I'm just the worst. I'm just bad. I'm getting dumber, and I'm getting bad. If you feel like you would love to see me at your local promotion, I can be had at bookjordylee@gmail.com, bookjordylee@gmail.com. Feel like contacting me on one of my social media accounts, Twitter, at ojords, O-H-J-O-R-D-Z, O-H-J-O-R-D-Z. My Instagram is also the same if you feel like contacting me there. If you feel like seeing weird pictures of my fiance posing with a goat, me posing with bears, I don't know, O-H-J-O-R-D-Z, it's the Instagram. Facebook, Gorgeous Jordy Lee. As always, unless I know you, unless I've met you in person, I've shook in your hand, given you a wink, I will not give you my personal Facebook information. I'm sure you'll try to find me, you freaking nerds, but hey, that's all right. That's it, guys. Hopefully, we'll have some good podcasts coming up in the future. As the schedule starts rocking and rolling, I'll be pulling guys aside after we're sweaty and done wrestling and asking if they want to talk. So, till then, have a great one. Take care. God bless.